Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
The in-OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
7:37 on News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Time to welcome my good friend Emily Ratliff back on the WBT hotline, the founder of Claire's Army and Claire's mom, most importantly. We lost Claire back in 2012 to cancer, but during that experience in the hospital, Emily and her husband Kevin realized that when you have a child that's diagnosed with an illness like that and you immediately have to put everything on hold and join your child in the hospital, there are all kinds of needs that come about, things you didn't even think about. And their experience back in 2012, the army that formed around them became the genesis and the legacy of Claire and an organization now that's called Claire's Army. Serve families, love kids, fight cancer. And you've heard me talk about Claire's Army over the last several years. We usually are talking about the big Claire's Army gala that we have, a big party, lots of people. It was at the Fillmore the last couple of years, was going to be even bigger this year. And then COVID came along, and COVID has turned everybody's world upside down in 2020, and we've all had to pivot. And so Claire's Army is pivoting. And Emily, welcome back to the show again.
Good morning, Bo.
Hope you're doing well. And this is day three of what we're calling Resilience Week and getting the word out about Claire's Army. And most importantly, we want people to learn about the cause and donate to the cause. Claire's Army, C-L-A-I-R-E-S, army.org. And we've been talking each day this week, heading towards Friday, talking about different aspects of what Claire's Army does. And one thing we want to focus on today is the meal program that you all provide at area hospitals.
That's right. So Kevin and I were served night after night, whether we were at home or in the hospital, for over a year. And the people that brought us food brought us so much more than just dinner. It was comfort. It was a step away from the chaos. It was a moment of normalcy. And it also, you know, checked one more thing off the to-do list for us. And so we really wanted to implement something like this for the families going through the same thing at both Hemby Children's and Levine Children's Hospital. And so we launched this just two nights a week in 2014. And thanks to this absolutely incredible restaurant partners in the city and volunteers, we added night after night so that five nights a week we were feeding families at Hemby. And then we launched this program in July of last year at Levine. And we're just about to start adding more nights to Levine this year. But we've served over 6,000 meals to families, and we'll continue to do so.
And I know one of the great ways that people can help support the cause is to also support a lot of these restaurants that not only have been part of the meal program, but I know at the gala every year, they also help provide food for the event where we celebrate.
There are truly no words to express our thanks to these partners. The numbers they've given are just incredible in food and donations. And yes, FS Food Group, which is your audience probably knows, Frank Schiavelli and his team, they provide the food and cater our entire event every year and do that out of the generosity of their hearts. And they, you know, Midwood Smokehouse, Mama Ricotta's, Yafo Kitchen, Paco's Tacos, and then Dilworth Neighborhood Grill and Hawthorne's Pizza. There are other partners of ours who they want to help, and this is their gift to help families.
Well, this Friday night, in lieu of the usual big gala that we have in person, we're having what we call a Friday night house party, and this is going to be online. from 8 to 9 o'clock. And if you want to be part of this, you need to go to claresarmy.org. And when you go there, you can register for this. You can also register. And registering is very important because that really is the gateway to everything. And when you do that, you can also have access to the silent auction that's going on right now, some great items. And then during the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock virtual house party, then we have the live auction. And Randy Ligon, the auctioneer, is going to be there like he is every year, and I'll be part of this, and some really incredible things to bid on now and then.
That's right. That's right. We cannot wait. We've got a surprise guest for one of our auction items, and we've got golf at Quail Hollow with Jonathan Stewart, and just we can't wait to tell you more about it on Friday.
And here's how you you can give by texting. You can call 833-375-1335, 833-375-1335. Use the hashtag Claire's Army, C-L-A-I-R-E-S, Army, on social media. And you guys are on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on LinkedIn, everywhere.
We are. We are. We'd love for you to follow us there. It's the easiest way for us to share impact and let you know what's going on, and just share the good news and the good things we're doing in Charlotte.
That's right. And again, Claire's Army strives to act as God's hands and feet for families fighting childhood cancer by supporting their daily responsibilities and allowing them to put time and the focus on their child. And like I said, Emily, you understand, you and Kevin lived through this, and your daughter's legacy lives on through this organization. But this week is more important than any week we've had, because we don't have all the channels we normally do because of the COVID restrictions. So to get everybody registered and learning about Claire's Army at claresarmy.org, that's what we want people to do. Go there now, and if you feel compelled to donate, please donate, and you can check out things to bid on too.
You got it. Thank you so much. Every donation helps. Every single amount.
That's right. ClairesArmy.org. More to come Friday night, of course, and we're highlighting different parts of Claire's Army every day this week here on WBT's Morning News. Emily, always love talking to you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bo.